In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible. This is a little bit of setup. So chapter 12 starts by talking about how Christ is our example, and we should follow after that example. And then as we get into verses 6 and 7, it's talking about some of the corrections. And part of the example, we're supposed to follow the example of Christ, and there is correction. You know, part of the love of Christ is correction that comes with us. And correction helps us to become more like Jesus Christ. And then you get to verse number 12. I'm going to read verses 12, 13, 14, and 15. So then, and again, remember, this is coming just after he was talking about correction and the correction that comes and discipline that comes from just like our fathers love us and discipline us, so does our Heavenly Father. So then, brace up and reinvigorate and set right your slackened and weakened and drooping hands and strengthen your feeble and palsied and tottering knees. Now remember, this is talking about you just got disciplined. And what the author of Hebrews is saying, you know what, when you're disciplined, it does, you know, it does. Think back to when you were a child. I can remember sometimes, I can even remember children that I've seen disciplined recently. You don't even have to spank a child, although sometimes that's appropriate. But I mean, you don't have to even spank a child. Sometimes if a child knows that you're disappointed in them, it is just the fact that you're correcting them because they were wrong, and it's that disappointment. It is the correction itself. Correction makes their head hang low. It brings tears. It changes because they feel disappointed. They feel they've let you down, and they feel that disappointment, and that's what they're expressing. Well, even as adults, it's the same thing. When we know that we're being corrected by the Word of God, when we know that He is correcting us and showing us and disciplining us, when you read something in the Word and you realize, I'm not living up to that standard. I'm not meeting that standard that God has set forth. When you realize that you're falling short, it changes you. It makes you want to repent. It makes you repentant. It makes you feel sorry. It makes you feel bad. You're saddened in your own heart. You feel you've disappointed your Father. These are the things that you feel. And so that's why in verse number 12 it says, because of that discipline, so then brace up and reinvigorate and set right your slackened and weakened and drooping hands. So you're slackened, you're weakened, you're drooping. It's all a result of being disciplined. You're feeling that letdown of knowing that you have failed or fallen short and been called on the carpet for it, been corrected for it. And the author of Hebrews is saying, so then brace yourself up against that. You know, it's good to be repentant, but brace yourself up. It's good to be disciplined. Discipline is good. It helps us to follow on the path. It helps us to become the men and women of Jesus Christ that we're supposed to be. And if the Father loves us, He disciplines us. So in the midst of that, which then does cause you to be, as the author says in the Amplified Bible, slackened, weakened, drooping hands, he says, brace up, reinvigorate, and set right all of those things. Those things are fine, but now you have to make the decision that, you know what? The discipline is for my own good. I receive it, I'm repentant, and now I'm going to be strengthened by it. Brace up, reinvigorate, and set right your slackened and weakened, drooping hands, and strengthen your feeble and palsied and tottery knees. And cut through, verse number 13, and cut through and make firm and plain and smooth straight paths for your feet. Yes, make them safe and upright and happy paths that go in the right direction, so that the lame and halting limbs may not be put out of joint, but rather may be cured. There's an effect that comes from discipline. Discipline, when you, even as adults, at the workplace, we've all experienced correction. We've all experienced where our superior or our boss or whoever was over us corrected us. And sometimes those corrections can be harsh. And sometimes if we have truly been disobedient or truly have done something that is against the standards or the policies of that organization, there can even be the threat of losing your job because of it. And we've all felt that, you know, to some degree or another, maybe not being threatened to lose your job, but we've all felt that sting that comes with that correction, that discipline. And you know what? Sometimes there are consequences. If we've been disobedient, if we've been disrespectful, if we've disobeyed the standards, the rules that apply at our workplace, there's correction, but there can also, along with that correction, there can be some consequences that come with it. And these things do. The tendency is to make you hold your head down. You feel weakened. You feel let down. Maybe you go through the initial response as anger, but then you feel let down, disappointed. You're discouraged. It's all those things that the author of Hebrews is saying. It's leaving you slackened, weakened, drooping hands. But when we're disciplined by the Father, when we're disciplined through the Word of God and by the Father, he's saying, take the discipline, because the discipline is for your good. It's for you to be strengthened. It's for you to become. It's not with anger. It's not with even disappointment. God, you know, the Bible tells us that God knows who we are. He knows that we've been created from dust. But he wants us to be all that we can be in him. So brace yourself up, reinvigorate, and set right all of those things that are a result of that discipline. And then, once you have done that, once you have already strengthened yourself, once you've already, okay, I accept that discipline. I was wrong. I handled that wrong. I didn't treat my brother the way I should have. Maybe I thought of myself instead of thinking of others. Maybe I deceived somebody. Maybe I lied to them. Maybe I cheated. You know, whatever it is that you feel that you've been disciplined by the Lord through his word, the purpose of that discipline is to strengthen you and to make you more like him. Again, to make you the man or the woman of Jesus Christ that we're supposed to be. So strengthen yourself in that. If you read the word and you read things in the word that are corrective, and you say, wow, that's, and it kind of cuts into your heart, and it cuts into your soul because it's the Word of God. And you realize that you're not living up to the standard of the Word of God. That cuts right to your soul. We all know what that feels like. Well, when that happens, be strengthened by it. See it as a correction of love so that you can become all that you can possibly be. And that you can walk in the fullness of all the things that Jesus has for you instead of walking off on your own path. I have a choice to make in every decision that I make throughout the day. I'm either going to choose the things of Jesus Christ and choose the things of the Word, or I'm going to choose the things of selfishness. I'm going to choose the things of flesh. If I choose the things of the flesh and of selfishness, I'm going to reap a harvest of the flesh, and that's never good. He doesn't want us off there. He wants us down his path, because that's where we're going to reap the benefits and the harvest of all of his promises for us, by being obedient and walking in his word. It's my choice in everything that I do every day. And so if I've chosen to walk in the flesh, if I've chosen to walk in selfishness, if I've chosen to walk in those things which are disobedient to the Lord and to his word, there's going to be consequences, not that he brings them. These are consequences of my own actions. You know, there's spiritual laws that take place. There's the law of sowing and reaping. You know, if I cheat somebody, those are the seeds I planted. It's going to come back on me somehow. If I operate in anger towards someone, that's what I'm going to get back. I've planted those seeds. So a lot of times what I'm experiencing in life is just the manifestation of reaping what I have sown. I want to be choosing, and that's what discipline does. It points out to you, look, you're living a life that is contrary to my standards and to the world. And so you're reaping things that I don't want you to have to reap. You don't want them. I want you to reap the good things. Jesus wants you to reap the good things that he has for you. And that's why discipline, it gets our focus off of the wrong thoughts, the wrong direction, and the wrong paths, so that we can be redirected and be strengthened as we move forward on that right path towards all those promises and deliverances that he has for us. And that's why verse 13 says, and cut through and make firm and plain and smooth paths, straight paths for your feet. Yes, make them safe and upright and happy paths that go in the right direction, so that the lame and halting limbs may not be put out of joint, but rather may be cured. You know, there are consequences to making choices that are contrary to the Word of God. And those consequences have an effect on us. Those consequences have an effect on our lives. You know, if I'm choosing to be an alcoholic, if I choose to drink to the point that it's not healthy to my body, there's going to be consequences. My body's going to feel the effects of that. It's going to have multiple effects on my body. First of all, from my liver, and then it's going to be other parts of my body. You know, my stepfather, who was a tremendous man, And he taught me many things. My stepfather taught me many things about how to be a man. He taught me what it was to be a man. My stepfather had many great qualities. One of the weaknesses that he had was he was an alcoholic. And he was a pretty severe alcoholic. And it was something that he could not control. And he was constantly in some state of inebriation. He learned to function even in that state of inebriation. But after years and years and years of having that kind of amount of alcohol in his body, there was consequences. And it wasn't just his liver. His entire body started to break down. And then it all came crashing down very quickly. Those are consequences of the choices that we make. And the author of Hebrews is wanting us to take the discipline that we get from the Word of God. Take the discipline that we get from our Father. Take that discipline. And yes, it's, you know, nobody likes to be disciplined. But when your head is down and you're feeling bad, he's saying, hey, strengthen yourself. Because through the discipline, you're going to become stronger. You're not going to have, as he says in verse number 13, and the lame halting limbs may not be put out of joint, but rather may be cured. There's consequences to my choices that are contrary to the Word of God. And there's a whole lot more depth we can even go into that. You can take this and go back to Jacob. And there's some direct ties to this and to Jacob and his wrestling with God and getting his hip out of joint. The author of Hebrews wants us to know that discipline, when you read the Word of God, there's going to be things that you read that you realize, I'm not living up to that standard. And the Holy Spirit is going to speak through that word. He's going to speak through the words that you read. And he will speak to you, and there's going to be conviction that takes place in your heart as you realize, I'm not living up to the standard. But that conviction that comes from the Holy Spirit as you read and as you're being disciplined by the Word of God, by Jesus himself, as you're being disciplined, you know, your immediate reaction is going to be, your head is down. You do feel weakened. You feel that I have failed. And that does cause us to be slackened, weakened, drooping hands, feeble, palsied, tottering knees. But what Jesus wants us to know is, no, you take these things and you be strengthened by them. Use them to brace yourself up, to reinvigorate yourself. Because if I'm on the wrong pathway, Jesus wants me on the right pathway. He wants me to make that decision so I can be walking, cutting through those pathways, walking the right paths, paths that are firm, that are plain, that are smooth, that are straight paths for my feet. Yes, safe and upright, happy paths. The whole purpose of discipline, and discipline that comes from the Lord, the whole purpose is to take us off the wrong path. And with his love and the gentleness of his love, he corrects us. But with that love, he redirects us to the right path. Safe, happy paths. Safe, clear, plain, smooth paths that lead to happiness. Happy paths in the right direction for us. Read the Word of God. Be open for what he says. And know that even when you're corrected, I know it's hard to be excited about being corrected, but even in that correction, know that you're being redirected away from things that are harmful to you and into the direction of those happy paths, those straight, plain paths to happiness for you. Because this is what he wants for you.